A guten Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yisayin, a guten Chodesh, and Manoim Hayoim, L'Shabeach, Ez Boireinu, L'Chodesh, U'Lahalel, L'Shmoy HaGodol. I just was leaving a message for some of the Talmidei HaYeshiva, that I feel we owe a Korban Torah. We owe a Korban Torah to Rabbeinu Shalom. We owe a toida to Rabbeinu Shalom erev voiker v'tzoroyim, like we say in the davening, like we say in Moedim. And like the Rishonim explain, that when we see Nisim, it's an awakening. It's awakening for us to be Moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Dvorim and Historim, on the things that happen every day. And there's no question that we have to, Medav Zogin Moedim, we have to say Moedim. But I want to share with all of you a message today of what could we actually do, what little nekuda could we all be makabel? Ki ish echad, b'lev echad, as a form of Eidor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the thought came to me actually this week as I was being mavris et cetera, and I was makabel on myself already a while ago, that when I'm Mavre Sedra, I'm changing my Nusach. Although it's just Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum and the basic Rishonim when you do it. My Teva is, there used to be at least, that when I'm Mavre Sedra, I go through the Parsha, with the Mikra, with the Targum, with the basic Rishonim, and I generally don't try to strain myself in any way to think in another direction. Just Parsha to go through the Mikra, the Talmud, and that which is already in my Nebeno, that's in my bones from all these years. We started being Mavre Sedra when I was a little kid in the Kamenetz Ochedo, Tov Shin Lamed Gimel, 1973. So I changed my Nusach now. So when I was being Mavre Sedra this week, in the beginning of the Parsha, we have the famous Rashi. And Rashi brings down Vayikach Korach, Ben Yitzo, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. It stops over there. Zokter Rebbe Rashi brings down a Chazal. V'lo Yizkir Ben Yankiv. It doesn't say Ben Yaakov. Shibikesh Rachamim al Atzmoy, Rashi says. Yaakov Avinu was Mevakesh Rachamim. Shalo Yizokher Shmoy al Machlokoysa. Shenemar Bikaholom al Techad Kvoidi. Okay, if Rashi would just end there, so I have my regular kashas that I always ask, which is that what was benefited by Yaakov's name not being mentioned? V'chi einonu yoidim mihu Levi. Do we not know? Is this like a secret? Sometimes a person has a member in the family they're a little embarrassed of, so they try to avoid association. But Lamaisa, Levi is doch a Ben Yankiv. This is einer von der Shvotim, von der Shiftei Kor. What does Yankiv gain? The strength of the Bakosha to me was also always bothersome. Vlohizke Ben Yankiv, shebike ishracham im alatzmoy, shelo yizoch rashmoy. It's mashma, it's a choyzke poilt. Yaakov Avinu succeeded. He was Mavakish Rachamim al Atzmoy Shelo Yizoch Hashmoy. It almost sounds like this was like a gzera, like his name was going to have to be mentioned. Why in the world should Yaakov's name have to be mentioned? With this Korach. With this maneuver. At this point, when he's fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, we can call him a maneuver. Apikeach, Adis, Adad, Achocham, who became a maneuver. Who was Menavel himself, Befaresia. So what is this? But what I noticed this year, as I was being Mavre Sedra, and for some reason in previous years, this is not something that bothered me. The Rashi continues then. He says, V'heichon nizkar shmo yishol Korach. And where, yeah? Meaning, where, yeah, do we find that Korach is miyuchas to Yankov Avinu? B'zyachsom al aduchon b'divrei hayomim. So Rashi quotes the Pasuk in the Vayomim Perek Vav. Where over there it says, Ben Avi Yosef, Ben Korach, Ben Yitzhak, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, Ben Yisrael. What's the Tzachto? Epis is mashma here in Rashi. That Korach had a schus. He taka had a schus that it should say over here, Ben Korach, Ben Yitzhak, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, Ben Yisrael. He had a schus. No vos, Yankiv Avinu, it's a chuskibetent. Yaakov Avinu davened, shebikesh rachamim al atzmoy shelo yizoch shmoy al machlokos. And it almost sounds like, although I'm adding this on, that the schus that he had, that Korach had, that his name should be mentioned, was nizgalgel to divrei ayomim. Undoken ye, veheichon nizgash shmoy shel Korach, where, yes, is it mentioned? Bis yachsam al aduchon bedivrei ayomim. So this forced me to think deeper. Again, it's hard to do it when you're finishing the parasha, but this is my new, what I was makabel on myself, Belineda. I'm not going to feel the lachatz as I'm being mavosed, not to think. And it hit me a new mahalach, a new understanding in this inyan. And it gave me more light in understanding the ganze Korach. As much as we like to distance ourselves from Korach, as much as we like to think of ourselves that we have no shaychus to Korach v'adosai, it sounds crazy. The whole thing sounds crazy. Some bulgevar gets up and he starts talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ava Nevi'im, the one that took Klal Yisrael, was the shliach of the Rabbanu Shalom for Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kris Yamsuf, Kabol Satoira. I mean, Loi Kombi Yisrael comes Machta Leitzonus from Moshe Rabbeinu. What shaykhis do we have to such a person? But the bottom line is, the Pasuk says not like that, Rabbi Yisai. If you read the Pesukim say not like that. The Pesukim say that Korach didn't just gather himself. He wasn't just Lokach HaSatzmoy. It says that Korach gathered, Vayokumu Lufnei Moshe, Vanoshim Ibnei Yisrael, Chamishim Umasayim. Mamish, unbelievable. And then, there were more. It wasn't just them. There was Klal Yisrael were there. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate them. He bodlu mitecho eidah ora azois. So besides for the active participants, there was masses. There were masses of Klal Yisrael that participated, at least in a passive way, with this Hadas Korach. How do we understand such a thing? The question is not just Korach. Of course, Chazal asked the kasha on Korach, that's the Medrash Pliya, Korach shepikeach hoyomar ol ushtuzeh. The kasha is not only on the Masayim v'chamishimish, on the Nesiyei Yeda. The kasha is on us, on Klal Yisrael. I always say over that the Heluki Yismach Moshe once told over to his Talmidim that he had a cholem and he saw in his cholem himself in the Dardeya, and he saw himself at the time of Korach. And the Talmidim asked him a question. A question which to them was rhetorical. They didn't think that it's a question that needed an answer, but they asked it him. And Rabbeinu, where did you stand over there in this machlekes? So you'd say, what do you mean? He must have been the Yismach Moshe. He must have been from the Mefagnim. He must have been had a hafkana against Korach. He says, "Chigiven Dalton in the middle. I was in the middle there. I was nov and odd. I lacked conviction." And the Talmidim were bewildered. And he told them, "You have no idea. You have no idea what that machlekes was like. You have no idea how compelling Korach was, at least to Klal Yisrael, from their perception." And ze bichla lo haya pashut, as Avi Mizokt, to go to the right side. Nervoyim. Noira v'oyim. And the only reason why this story made its way in a viral way throughout the Kfutzas Achsidim is because Yismach Moshe. But the truth is that if you go through the parashat, what Yismach Moshe said was Pashat. And it evolved and evolved, and even after Korach v'Adosoi, and even after Blias Oretz, there still was a segment, a large segment of Klal Yisrael that said, Atem emitem es am Hashem. It's bewildering. It's bewildering, and it forces us to understand that there must have been something deeper here that not only spoke to Korach's jealousy, which Chazal tell us, Niskane, but not only spoke to his jealousy, but somehow attached itself to the masses of Klal Yisrael. So it had to be something beyond just Niskane b'nisiyosei. It had to be something more than that. So what is it? So this is what I was thinking, Rabbi Isai, how we should learn. And again, the questions of how Korach went astray, kedai for the Olam to look and see the G'dayli Balei HaMachshava. Chaim Shmulevitz, as always, is Maimik in the Sichas Musa. Exactly what Kina does and what Leitzonus does and all of that. And there's no question. HaKina Metzias Odom in Olam. Rabbi Yeruchim, the famous Mashgiach, said that that's Pshat. It says, V'gam b'choy yaminu lo'olam. There was a haftocha, as the Rambam brings down in several places. There was a haftocha that everybody that stood on Har Sinai, b'cham b'choy yaminu lo'olam. So he asked, Rabbi Yeruchim asked, so what happened? What happened to Korach? And Rabbi Yeruchim said, V'gam b'choy yaminu lo'olam just means there was a haftocha that would seichel. With Seichel, they're not going to be chaylik with Moshe Rabbeinu. There's going to have to be coming from another angle, not Seichel. Matan Torah was compelling enough that there was attached to it of a gam b'choy aminu lo'ilam. But there's a kina taiva v'akovin mitzina, so Adam in lo'ilam. There's no Adam left. Right? So these are all alpi Musa, alpi machshava, how to understand these different madregas. But again, as I'm telling you, this wasn't just Korach. This was L'dor Olam. This was the whole Dor Dea got infected by it. Till today, we have a lav, Eloyeh k'Korach v'chad osor. Some Rishonim count it as a lav, not to be involved in Machlekes. What was this? And I'm only analyzing this from what we could take and how we could be Mechazik ourselves, not to have a shemetz of whatever led to this disaster. 14,000 Yidden in a Magefa. I think Rabbi Isai, the idea that we could say over here, and this is what hit me, and again, this will explain to us the Rashi, the Chazal that we were aiming on, and many other questions, is as follows. Baruch Hashem, Hashem has given every human being a tzimoin, a thirst for ruchnias, a spiritual longing. Soma nafshi lelukim. Hashem gave us that. And he gave us the ability to have that desire, to have it, and be'ezras Hashem to fulfill it. But even that spiritual desire has its dangers. Kigoin. Not of Aviv, spiritual desire. But look what happened. Bakriva Meizo, look what happened. Also a disaster. Different type of disaster, but also a disaster. Right? What does that mean? Now I'm going to share with you also, because this contributed to my understanding in this Rashi, a conversation I had with Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Zol Zayin Gesund, Loirich Yomim Vishonim. I told the Rebbetzin, he's the only Yid I know that has the Shmeichel. The Chazal say, you know, this Gadol had a Dmus of this Gadol. He has the Shmeichel from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He has the shmeichel. The Kabbalah's ponim, he gives a yid. Ah! Das ist mamisch. Sein Schmeichel, wir können einspringen in die Welt von der Schmeichel von Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. So I told him an interesting shaila. Because after all, kairach doch der Parsha von Chemde, von Niskane, Moisachmoid. So I spoke to him about the Chemde of Ruchnius. The Chemde of Ruchnius. Was ist der Chemde von Ruchnius? So I told him, I asked him, we know that there's an inyan, a lot of bichoyim etoyre, can I say from Tarbe Chochmo, there's a mechilta, chemdasa toyre is mutel, there is no loisachman by toyre. How far does that go? Halachically speaking, a person has a friend, he becomes a magid shir, he becomes a mashgiach, he becomes a rov, becomes a dayan, and now you choyim at that position. It happens. Happens a lot. Is that okay? And I'll get to what he said after he gave me his beautiful shmeichel, which is attaches to the idea that I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai. The spiritual longing that we have is a blessing, provided that the foundation of that longing is always based. We want to do what Hashem wants. Our desire is to fulfill Hashem's wants. Now we have a desire for spirituality. You could find people on the beach, 5 o'clock every morning, waking up early to get their spiritual desires fulfilled by stretching and doing all kinds of yoga mises. And they say they go into the spiritual world, and they gain, as long as he's anger benched. I don't wish anybody bad. Chas v'shalom. Oh, but that's not what a Jew is supposed to be about. A Jew is not supposed to be thinking, how in the world am I getting my spiritual yearning fulfilled? That's l'havdil no different than a physical taiva being fulfilled. Ich will essen, ich will fressen. It's no different. If there isn't a Ritzoneinu la'asos Ritzoncha, if underneath it there isn't the main drive, the main force, it's not my spiritual longing. But my spiritual longing is also only a tool and a method to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. And I wake up in the morning, the first thing I say is, what's Ratzon Hashem? If Hashem wants me to walk around picking up garbage, that's my fulfillment. That's Ritzoneinu. I don't have to stand by a bima in a big square and daushin to people. That's my fulfillment. If Hashem wants me to pick up garbage, that's my fulfillment. I do it b'simcha. Ich will stand b'simcha. And that is a fulfillment of my spiritual longing that Hashem gave me, reaching its peak. And lahavdil, if somebody is sitting in a beis medrash, with 1,000 Talmidim, and he's darshaning, then the lomdus in the sugya from we were talking a couple of days ago from Tfias Ayin, and the shvera lomdus in them with Rabbi Shimon Shkop and the nesivus and fashtein to understand what's a tzuba merabona, what shaychas is after dine momenus, and all the complications, what's the getter of a mitzvah aveda, and it's beautiful. But while you're giving that shir and you have 1,000 Talmidim listening to you, and you're thinking, ah, this does a geschmack for me. The garbage collector outside that's doing it because he feels he's fulfilling Hashem's desire is chaviv yoyser mo'ed. Then you sitting there fulfilling yourself. Ein ze elo simchas milei kresoi. That's not what we're here for. And the moment we shy away, ei zora sheloi tziva oisam, we're on the wrong path, even if it's a spiritual yearning. But it's a spiritual yearning coming from the wrong place. The Dordei, as great as they were, you can imagine that somebody who stood by Har Sinai, Nafshi Yotza Bedabrim, you could imagine the spiritual yearning that this generation had. Unbelievable. I think perhaps we could say the reason why in our generation we can't even fathom a Maisa Korach is because none of us have that taiva that the Dor Deya had. Madua tisnasu al kaal Hashem aloi kolo edo kulam kedoshim. We all heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We had such a yetzer hara for ruchnius, not just a yetzer toy for ruchnius. And that line is so fuzzy. It's so unclear. As you see, Adayim Hazeh, when people are involved in a spiritual machlekes, there's no end. Because it's a mitzvah. They don't feel they have to pick themselves up and brush themselves off from the tumas machlekes. That's why Korach is, I believe, symbolic for lo yek korach v'adosay, the issa machlekes, because ruchni is the most dangerous machlekes, because it doesn't have attached to it the dirt and the filth that you feel when you're involved in a machlekes about money or some other type of dirty machlekes. When you're fighting about ruchnis, you feel it's clean. This is a clean machlekes. But Rabbi Say, it's just as dirty. Because it's not Ritzoneinu L'Asos Ritzoinecha. It's not Hashem. It's your personal yearning that you have, that Hashem blessed you with. He gave you the tool. So when Korach came and he timed it perfectly, does Naim L'Torah has a different pshat. Rav Zalman Sorotskin, Zichat Tzadik L'Vorach, has a different pshat. Why Korach picked this time? Because why didn't he pick it right away, right when the Nesius was given out? Why now? He says he felt Moshe Rabbeinu was more vulnerable. It was a calculated timing. After the Chet HaMeraglim, people weren't feeling well. I thought to myself that the pshat is, so long that we thought we're going into Eretz Yisrael and we're going to have that certain, the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to have the Kenu Yodech, and we're going to have Mamish, but now we felt lost. Bamidbar Hazeh Yiplu Piglechem. And our spiritual yearning got a beating. And Korach came with the solution. Kol Eidah Kulam Kedosh. We can all connect directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't worry about being like what we call menuda lamakim. We felt menuda. That's what Korach. Korach came with this unbelievable spiritual yearning, just based on what we call avodah zarah. This is a ruchniistic avodah zarah, and that's how we managed to prevail in a generation of starving people. People that were starving for ruchnius, he came with a bucket of water. Imagine the starving people, you come with cold water in the desert to give a drink. Look what's going on. La'avdol elef avdolos in the Gaza when you bring food in there. When dos is the pshat, efsher. That's the kol ha'edo kulam kedoshim. And that's why it impacted all of us. Because of the spiritual angle that he gave. Klal Yisrael. That's what impacted us. And I was thinking now, does it pshat? Be'emes, the ruchnius of Korach came from a makom kodesh. The problem is that he wasn't thinking about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The tool was a good tool. It was being used in the wrong way. And therefore, there's a chelek here that he's a Ben Yankov. Yaakov Bikesh, Yaakov Davin, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even though there's a piece of me here, there's a piece of my spirituality, my yearning, what I was moirish to my children, that's in this machlokes. But I don't want my name mentioned. Zokt Rashi, Abafa became Nizgalgal. This yearning had to be at one time mentioned, and it was mentioned in a good place. Bisyachsam al aduchan. There it was done. Ritzeinenu lasa, he says, Ritzeinach. And this was the new thought I had. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein looked at me and he said, as long as the chemd is coming from Torah, it's good, but if you're looking at it, if there's a piece of that, you know, I want that frock. I want that Hamburg. I want that covered, then there's already a lois achmed. That was his response. We both then smiled at each other with a mutual understanding that you have to be a big bal madrega to be able to feel that. It's just chutzinein lasers chutzinein. So what I'm asking all of you, Rabbi Isai, we just saw Mamish Niflois Hashem in such a beautiful way, in a way that the ganze Welt hat es gesehen, in a way that even the Nesiim, the secular Nesiim, are saying Hashem's name. The President of the United States, Lahavdil, the Nesiei Haaretz, are mentioning Hashem's name. It's not Shaykh Natu. Let us now, that the Rabbanu Shalom as Mamish, he said, Yeminoi Techapkeni. He hugged Klal Yisrael. Yeminoi Techapkeni. Let us all be makabel on ourselves. This parasha, parasha's Kairach. That we are going to, in all of our avodas Hashem, raise the level of every day thinking of the Rabbanu Shalom. Thinking of Ritzeinenu Lasseis Ritzeincha. Whether it's in our davening, whether it's in our learning, whether it's our giving tzedakah, whether it's in our chesed. To keep on digging deeper and underneath the layers, making sure that there's more of a Ritzeinenu Lasseis Ritzeincha. And in Mitzvah Hashem, the more we do that, the more we're going to grow together. The more they're going to grow Paris. Our Maisim will grow Paris. V'inoyam, Hashem Aleikeinu Aleinu, Masi Adeinu, Koinen Aleinu, Masi Adeinu, Koinen Eil. Hagut Nishabes, and Hagut Nechedesh.